Welcome to Absolute Alignment with Christy L. Biga, when success feels easy, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And now your host, Christy L. Biga.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this new episode of Absolute Alignment with Christelle, when success feels easy. I'm your host, Christelle Biga, and it's always a pleasure for me to meet with you here every first and third Friday of the month at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, 3:30 p.m. Eastern time, to talk everything alignment, everything manifestation, everything making your dream life a reality. So thank you so much for watching this. You can always listen to the replay on Transformation Talk Radio Network, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. And you can also watch the episode on my YouTube channel, Christelle Biga. I'm really happy to be here, and I'm really happy to have you join live or listen to the replay. It doesn't matter, because on this platform, we have one goal, one vision, one desire, is to empower you so that you can create the life you deserve and desire. Talking about creating the life we want, we all have dreams. We all have goals. We all have desires. And sometimes we wonder if it's possible for us to create them. We wonder if it's possible for us to have exactly what we want. And what ends up happening is that we settle for less because we don't really believe that we can achieve our dreams or we can make them come true. It feels like sometimes we dream too big. We're asking too much. Maybe we are just dreamers, right? And we sometimes don't go for the things we really want. We sometimes or oftentimes settle for less, for what we think we can achieve, for what we think we can have, for what we think we can accomplish, for what we think we deserve, because sometimes we don't feel worthy of the dream life we want. Sometimes we don't feel worthy for our desires. We feel like we are not good enough. We don't deserve it. We haven't done enough. Maybe we need to work too hard and we're not ready for that. So we don't really go for our dreams. And what usually happens is that people forget their dreams. When you ask this simple question to people, what do you want? It's a simple question that a lot of people have a hard time to answer. And for a long time, I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't know because I thought I knew what I wanted when I was growing up. And along the way growing up in my life, I kept hearing, no, this is too big. People were laughing sometimes when I shared what I wanted. So I started believing that it's too much. It's not possible. So I put it somewhere. I hide it. I suppressed it. And then I started going for things that I could share easily without looking ridiculous or crazy. So a lot of people end up in that same space of thinking they want things, but actually they want something different. Maybe something more, something bigger. But they are too afraid and they forget because our brain is there to protect us. If something feels scary, we go to that space where our brain tells us we don't know. We don't know what we want. Because if we know what we want, chances are we're going to go after it. So we hide behind the story of, I don't know what I want. I don't know if it's possible. The I don't know story comes just to keep us away from the desire to go after our dreams. But the truth is, whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that you desire, whatever it is that you're longing for, there is a reason why. You didn't decide to have that dream. You didn't decide to have that desire. You don't even know where it's coming from. You are like a channel for that dream to come true. You are not really the owner of that dream. Even though it's in you, is in your heart, is in your mind, is coming from somewhere bigger than yourself, from an energy bigger and more powerful than your human part. It's coming from the divine. It's coming from the source of all of it. And it's giving you that dream because it knows that you're the best channel to make that dream come true, to manifest that desire. But are you ready? Do you believe in it? Are you going to allow it to happen? Are you going to be ready to create that, to make that come true? That's the biggest question. Sometimes it feels scary because our dreams don't come from us. We don't always have all the answers, all the hows, all the steps to make them come true. But if we remember that, hey, I didn't decide to have this dream, it came to me. I didn't decide to have this desire, it came to me. Whatever put that desire in me, whatever the source is, it's gonna give me the tools. It's gonna show me the way. So we just have to believe that it's possible first. That's the first step. Get clear on what we want and believe that it's possible. Know that it's possible. And from that place, it's easier to create. From that place of knowing, of trust, of faith, it's easier to create. I'm not going to go too deeper in the step-by-step process of how to make your dreams come, you know, into reality, how to manifest your dreams, how to create your dreams, because that's the topic of our show today that our guests will share with us. She will give us all the tools and help us avoid all the mistakes that we make along the way of creating our dreams, making them a reality. We make mistakes that stop us from creating those dreams or delay us in the process. Because the truth is, the moment you put the intention out there, the truth is the moment you set that desire, you say it, you say it clearly, maybe you write it somewhere or you share it with somebody, or you wake up thinking about it with that fire in you. The moment you say, I want this, it's given. The universe always says yes. God always gives you what you want. But sometimes we make mistakes that prevent us from seeing that the desire was already accomplished. The dream was already given to us. So those are the mistakes that our guest today will help us avoid in the future to make sure that whatever desire we have, whatever dream we have for ourselves, for our families, for whatever, for our businesses, we can actually make them come true because it's possible. There is a way to make it happen. There is a way to make all your dreams a reality. There is a way for all your desires to be manifested, to be created. And even if before you had dreams that didn't come true, I have a good news. It's not too late. It's still possible. Don't get discouraged. And whatever happened in the past doesn't have to keep happening. If it didn't work in the past, it doesn't mean that it was a no from the universe or a no from God. Maybe you just made some mistakes that we're going to help you today with our guests to avoid in the future, to change, to shift in order for you to create the perfect dream, life, relationship, business, and whatever you want. Are you ready? Because we are going to take a break in a few to allow you to take a break. Maybe go get a notepad, pen, a piece of paper, something to write. Because I promise you, our guest today is going to give you all the things you need to know for all your dreams to come to reality. She's amazing. I know her. I'm in her group. We are friends on Facebook. She's absolutely fabulous. So get ready. We are going to take a quick break and we are going to be back for the second part of Absolute Alignment. See you.
Do you need a makeover on your finances? Do you have more month at the end of your money? Do you wonder where all your money goes? Donna at Palmore has been helping people since 2015 gain control of money so they can live out their purpose. If you need help or know someone that does, go to ProverbsFinancialCoaching.com to book your free 30-minute consultation.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back for the Absolute Alignment with Christelle, when success feels easy. As usual, we're here every first and third Friday of the month, 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, 3:30 p.m. Eastern time, to give all the tools you need to make things easy for you, to make your successful relationship, life, business easy as possible, using alignment, using spiritual tools, using the law of attraction, using all that is available for you, to make sure that you get there in the easiest and fastest way possible. Today, our topic is really amazing. The biggest mistake people make when dreaming and what to do instead. And to share on that topic, I have a beautiful expert. She's a dream design life coach. We're talking about dream design coaching here. I don't know if you are familiar with that concept, but it's a beautiful concept. And she's amazing. I know her. I have, you know, watched her. I know her work. And I know she knows what she's talking about when it comes to dream building. That's why I want to make sure that you have your notepad, your pen, your paper, maybe a cup of tea to listen to this, because it's going to make a big difference in your life. Whatever dream you have, whatever desire you have, you're in good hands in this episode to get the tools you need to get there faster. So please help me welcome Emily West. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Christelle. Thank you so much for having me. I was so honored to be here, and I'm so excited to share with your audience.
Thank you, Emily, for coming. So tell us, what are the biggest mistakes people make when dreaming, and what can they do instead?
Yeah, so this is a really great topic. So I want to just give you a little bit of background kind of about where I, how I came to the dream design thing, which is actually a niche that I created for myself. And so what it comes down to is I was working with highly sensitive people, empaths and highly sensitive people. And when I would help them in their coaching, I would always say, okay, well, what do you want? And like you said so eloquently before, when you were chatting, you said, you know, a lot of people don't know what they want. And the more that I realized that this was an issue, the more I was like, now this is something that I can get behind. I know how to help people find out what they want, because the truth of the matter is, when you're a sensitive person, especially in the entrepreneur world, we tend to have two different reasons why we don't go after what we want. Either we don't think we deserve it, right? That guilt feeling, or it's just way too overwhelming. And so for me, it was really important that I help people see that there is a clear delineated path for creating what you want, like you said, in alignment with what the universe wants you to create, right? So in this work that I did, I realized that one of the biggest problems that people ran into was that they would make this one big mistake. And that mistake was that they would try to choose their life rather than design it. So in order to explain this concept, I just want to kind of give you a quick analogy. Like, you know, when you go to like a really fancy restaurant, like the kind where it's like, you know, $3 signs for your plate, right? And at the end of the meal, the chef comes out of the kitchen. He's all, you know, covered in whatever. And he comes out, you know, and you thank him. And he asks you what you want for dessert. And in a high-end restaurant, you can say something like, well, you know, I like chocolate. I'm thinking probably something with a little bit of raspberry. And I know you're really good at flambé. Could you flambé it for me and then bring it out and, you know, I'll try it. You would get what you wanted and it would be something that you picked and he'd be so excited and he'd bring it out and it would be everything you wanted. Now, the opposite of that is when they push that little cart through with all the dessert on it that's been sitting out all day and you look at that and go, yeah, I'll have the chocolate cake. And then you eat it and you're like, oh, it's got mint julep. I didn't order mint. I don't like mint julep. Or it's stale, right? So that's more of the choosing. And what we do as a society, because we're so overwhelmed, because we feel guilty, we tend to make decisions based on what we think is available as opposed to what we truly desire. So what we need to do is we need to tap into what it is that we're trying to create, what our soul and what our, you know, our intuition is asking us to create from our creative womb space. What we can create from there, as opposed to, yeah, I'll take that one. And so that's the biggest mistake that people make. So what I've done is I've actually created what I call the Dream Design Blueprint, which is a really concise, easy 3-step process that helps people figure out what they really want. And if you'd like, I could share it with your audience.
Yes, of course, please do. Okay,
perfect. So the Dream Design Blueprint looks like this. It starts with the first level, which is the feeling. And when you think about it, anything that you're trying to create in your life, you're really truly trying to create a feeling. So for the guys out in the audience, you know, we like to talk about fancy cars. If I was to say to you, I'm not giving you the fancy car, but I'm going to give you the feeling of that windblownness in your hair. I'm going to give you that feeling of owning the world. I'm going to give you that feeling of being cool and pulling up in front of, you know, that feeling you get when you pull up to valet and you're like, here, go park her somewhere. You know, you don't need the car. I gave you the feeling. The feeling is what we're truly trying to create. For the gals, I like to talk about handbags, the Louis Vuitton, you know, the Chanel bag. Like, you could go down to Walmart and grab a bag that's going to hold all your stuff. It's not about the holding the stuff. It's about the prestige. It's about the way you feel. It's, oh, is that a Louis? That's the feeling that you're trying to create. So at the end of the day, it's about the feeling. It's not about the thing or the stuff. So what you first have to figure out is, what are the feelings I'm trying to create in my life? And that's a pretty easy one, right? You know what feelings you like. Oh, I want to be happy. I want joy. I want excitement. Perfect. Great. So now we know what feelings we're trying to create. The next step of the blueprint is to figure out the thoughts and affirmations that go along with those feelings. What am I going to be thinking, and what are the affirmations I'm going to make about my life when I feel this way? So if you think about, if you want to do happy, well, what am I going to be thinking when I'm happy? Gosh, this is the most fun I've had in a long time. I love this amusement park. I am having a blast. I am just so happy, right? So those are the affirmations and the thoughts that go along with the feelings. And the more you notice, you're starting to build a more of a picture, right? It's not just like, well, I don't know what I want. Well, sure you do. You want to be happy. And these are the feelings, thoughts and affirmations you want to have. And then the last part of it, now this is where I let you bring in your stuff. And so this is our tangible outcomes. What would it look like if I dropped an alien down in your house and said, okay, observe this person, what would be the evidence that you have the thoughts and affirmations and the feelings that you're trying to create? What would create those? So like, what does that evidence look like? Maybe for you, it's that you just picked up and, you know, skipped a day of work and brought your whole family to the amusement park, and you didn't look at your bank account, and you bought everybody funnel cakes, and you guys went on a million rides and threw up and went on a million more rides, right? Like, maybe that's a tangible outcome. Maybe a tangible outcome is looking at your gorgeously manicured piggies, your toes. Sorry, I have 5 children, so I say things like piggies, your children. So maybe it's looking at your toes in the pool and how beautiful they are as you relax on a raft while you drink something icy. These are the tangible outcomes. When you take those 3 pieces together and you put that together, you come up with what's called a key phrase. And then that key phrase can be used to create your vision board. It can be used to create what I call a soul vision board, which I make those all the time with my clients. You can take that, and it's a much more broken down, bite-sized, representation of what you're trying to create. You know the values you have. You know the feelings you want. When you do that, when you trickle that down, it's a lot easier to figure out what you want. And now, like someone like you and me, right? Like, we created our own niche. Like, we are the coach that we wanted to be. Why? Because we decided what values mattered to us. We work the days we want to work. We didn't go through a coaching catalog and say, yeah, I'll pick that. We were like, well, what lights me up? Well, we both are like hardcore obsessed with the law of attraction. So that had to be part of it. And how it ended up shaping up was different for us, right? Like, it's so different for me and for you, but we're working with that same beautiful, you know, passionate place for this law. And so, but we created that. We didn't find that. And I think that when you do that work, when you figure out what you want, then the universe conspires to find it for you. Now, instead of you looking through a catalog for the finite amount of things, the universe has the blinders off and it's like, oh, you want this? Well, oh, I thought you wanted just this thing. Well, I've got 750,000 different options for that. And that's where the magic starts happening. And that's what I've seen. I mean, I went from, oh, you're another empath coach to you're a dream design coach. Well, what does that mean? And how do I do, you know, how do I work with you? And so it's the same concept. I'm still doing the same work, but I'm doing it in a way that's more aligned with what I truly am passionate about and what I desire and what my clients desire.
I love how you said, you know, you create, you don't pick from what is there already. You know, it's really key to remember that you don't have to look around and wonder what is available for me, but look within and wonder what can I create that will make me feel this way, as you described. So I love that concept.
Yeah, absolutely. And the more that you do that work, the more you exercise that creative muscle, the more that the universe is going to get into the habit of listening to you when you want something. It's going to happen faster and you're going to get better at creating what it is you're trying to create, because you're going to be in that place where you're like, okay, well, I know this is going to manifest really fast. So what is it that I truly, at the end of the day, what am I boiling down this down to? And that's what I do with my clients. And I'm sure you do the same thing, but what do you really want? Well, what I really, like, we all thought we wanted our spouses to be home all the time and home with our kids. And then COVID happened and we were like, can you go back to work? Because that really wasn't what we truly desired. But what we truly desired was financial freedom. What we truly desired was geographic freedom, to be able to be in Bora Bora and watch those, you know, PayPal things come in while we were doing what we wanted to do on our own time. That's what we really wanted. But the choice was, well, you know, you can have your husband and your children home and you can work from home. Now that kind of sounds like hell, doesn't it? I know it does for me. Like, which was something to do.
Yeah, it sounds like hell for a lot of people. So you're not alone for sure.
Yeah.
So it's really incredible how we, sometimes it's hard for people to see above what is in front of them. So how do you take your clients through that process of not limiting themselves to what they see as you, the example you just took? Okay, whatever, what everyone is talking about is staying home with my family, working from home and making money. Now everybody's home, we're like, finally, I'm not sure I like that the way I thought I would. But how do you help them take off their eyes from what is available to go after what's possible?
Well, I think the first thing that we do is we stop worrying about money. Like, people think that money is the reason why they don't have what they want. But the truth is they don't decide what they want. A perfect example of this is, like, let's say that I said, okay, let's plan a trip to Hawaii in 18 months. Anybody can afford a trip to Hawaii in 18 months. You put aside money and you have a trip. The problem is nobody wants to plan a trip that's 18 months away. So you can have anything you desire, but you have to make the plan for it. You have to believe that it's coming. You have to be in alignment with it. And a lot of times people don't take the time to figure out what they really want. So it's like they're trying to shoot a target that they're not aiming for. It's like pulling up to the drive-thru and when they say order when ready, you're like, yeah, I think I'd like some good food. And they're like, okay, well, we have lots of good food. Yeah, I don't, nice food. And the person at the count, like, what? I have no idea what that means. Like, there are so many different things. So we have to get really clear about what it is we're trying to create. And once we take money out of the equation, then people just start, you know, like, we play the prosperity game in my group. And like, it's all about, like, forget money. What would you buy if it didn't matter? What would you, you know, if I said, hey, I'm never going to give you money ever again, but you've got this black card where you can buy whatever you want. Do you need the money? No, you don't need the money. And like, you and I, we hang out in the coach world. How many people talk all day long about, I made 10K, I made 20K, I want to get to 30K. Great. I love your K's, love the K's, But what are you doing with the K's? Like, is that enhancing your life? Like, tell me what the K's are turning into. Because if all it is that you're collecting K's, my son's got alphabet magnets on the fridge and I'll send you all the K's you want. But it's not K's that you want. You want what it is that the K's are creating. And that you could have now. Like, for example, you want happiness. We can dial happiness into our lives right now, in this moment. Go ahead and think back to any memory that you have where you were happy. Just jump right into it like it's one of those Mary Poppins paintings. Think about what you felt like, who you were with, what it smelled like, what it sounded like, who was there. Guess what? You're there. You don't even need whatever because you just pulled that feeling into you in real time. Or your wedding day, right? Or the day that your baby was born, or whatever that euphoric moment is, you can put yourself into that in this moment, right the heck now. And when you do that, you don't need the stuff and you don't need the things. And guess what? The universe goes, oh, she feels aligned. She feels happy. Let's bring on more happiness. She wants happiness. Oh, she's accomplished. Let's bring on more accomplishment. Oh, she's excited. Let's bring on more excitement. So we have that power. We think that, you know, we're a victim of our circumstances, but we have that power. We have the ability to dial that into our body right now in this moment to co-create with the universe, to create whatever the heck we desire. We have that ability, that power in every moment of our lives. And you of all people know that. I know you're nodding, but like, you know, I see things you say all the time and I'm like, yes, yes, but it's true. And the more, you know, the closer we get to the next dimension, the more people are starting to realize this. It's not crazy anymore. It just is, right? Manifesting isn't one of those crazy buzzwords anymore. It's genuinely, it's what is. And it's time that we start treating it that way.
Absolutely. It's normal. We just forgot that we are that powerful, that we can actually create anything we want. So thank you so much, Emily, for coming here, reminding us, giving us all the steps. It's really beautiful. So for all the listeners, viewers that would like to get in contact with you to design their own dream, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so I have a group on Facebook. It's Dream Building Entrepreneurs. And the easiest way to find that is gratitudeandglamour.com/unstoppable, or you can follow me on Instagram at instagram.com/gratitude_and_glamour.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Emily. Thank you so much to all our viewers and listeners for being here again today with us. We hope this was helpful. We hope now on you have what it takes to create your dream life, your dream relationship, your dream business. Thank you so much for being with us. We are here every first and third Friday, 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, 3:30 p.m. Eastern time for absolute alignment with Christel when success feels easy. See you on the next episode.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.